It's Planet Mush with Stryker.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Awesome.
Doing very well, thank you.
Doing good.
Would you like to introduce your name so that they can hear your voices?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Adam, the drummer.
And I'm Tim, the guitar player.
Chris is also a guitar player.
You went, damn, I forgot to say that. You're failing already.
Uh-oh.
I'll pick it up. I got some good stuff coming.
It's nothing new, though.
So how's your days been so far?
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, been
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Took a shower. It's beautiful.
I'm so glad you did because you came to stand this close.
Yeah.
It's nice. We got in about 2 o'clock. We're in the middle of a 26 straight dates of tour. So that's...
26
yeah.
shows
Yeah, in 26
row.
Straight shows. So we got in at 2, showered, which was nice, and then came in here.
Bundled straight into the press action.
Yeah. Straight in.
Well, you got to earn your keep, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So how have all the shows been so far?
It's been pretty good. We've been having a lot of fun. Been enjoying it. It's our first time in the UK, so we're here to kick some ass and chew bubble gum. We're all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, we've been to Europe. This is our fourth European tour, but our first time in the UK, and it's been great so far. This is our fifth of 6 nights before we go into mainland Europe, and yeah, we'll be back for sure. It's been exceeded expectations.
Yeah. And it's also awesome to play a festival like this on our first time coming to the UK. Like, it's just a great opportunity, and we're stoked to be here. So.
It's not bad. It's a very, very, very good festival to get into.
Yeah, totally.
It's awesome here. So,
where's next? Where's the next one you're going to on mainland Europe?
Well, tomorrow we play in Sutton, and then we go 2 shows in France, 4 in Spain, and then up through Italy, Slovenia, Austria, and work our way up till we end in the Netherlands on December 22.
Yeah. Quite rare, actually, when I ask that question, for somebody to know exactly where they're going. The
actual route.
We're very involved. I gave the easy answer to you.
So what would you say would be the one thing that marks you out as a band that people should go and see?
Live show. I think we put a lot of energy into our live show, and it's something that I'd like to think people will remember when they see it.
What makes it memorable?
Energy. Lots of energy.
High energy.
Don't really let up. There's no downtime. Go, go, go.
What for you makes a really good show when you come off stage? You go, yeah, but not that was a good show.
When we've come on and been able to, I guess, between ourselves and the crowd, just kind of transfer our energy to each other and get that big
vibe.
Crowd vibe. It's just great. That's what we're looking for.
We like to make sure that I think the best shows are always the ones where the audience feels like a sixth member of the band. An extra band member, and you get that nice interaction between yourself and the crowd. Feels really good.
How do you sort of start that going when you come onto the stage? Obviously, you're faced with a whole new faces, just sort of going, entertain me.
I think it's the songs for a lot of it. Like a good song, you know, and you play it well, people like you just have to get into it. Because we played some shows with death metal bands, like a lot, and then their fans will start with like crossed arms and they'll just be watching. 3 songs in, they're all like rocking their heads, you know, like into it. So like, I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Just gotta go out there and exude energy and people will feed off it.
And enter dramatically. Intro tape and then sprint on stage and do a big jump. That'll get people right away.
You might want to check sort of the length of the stage before you do that. So just sort of jump right off it.
Could happen.
Have you had any of those embarrassing moments on stage?
I've never run off stage.
Yeah.
One time I was sitting at my seat and I fell backwards and knocked the entire banner onto me.
And onto your cymbals.
And onto the drum kit. And then my drums fell over and that was the start of the show. So yeah.
Sat down during the intro tape and knocked everything over.
Yeah, so that one. That's probably the worst.
You're not planning on doing that tonight then?
I hope not. No.
How about yourself?
Nothing. Well, one time I broke a guitar string on stage and I didn't know where my backup guitar was because I only had about 5 minutes to set up and I had to change heads and it was a festival and some other things. So it's kind of running around the stage. Where the hell's my backup guitar? So that's kind of embarrassing. That's about it.
What's been, can you remember sort of one particular gig that really stands out in your memory?
Probably, well, last summer we opened for Metallica in our hometown at like our hockey arena for 2 nights. What, that for sure.
Oh yeah, hands down.
We got a phone call about a week before that we were going to play direct support for them for the 2 shows they were doing in Edmonton for their DVD filming. So I would give that for sure number one.
It's like highlight of a life type of thing, actually. Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how loud was the screaming after you got the call?
11.
Yeah, close to 11.
Were you nervous before you sort of went on to do that?
Oh yeah. Well, what happened is we were all like back there, and then their tour manager was giving us a big hype up speech, and then they call the blackout for the lights, and then it gets all dark, and then you hear everyone start screaming, and then that's when you get like, you're just like, oh crap.
And they guide you out with the flashlights.
Yeah, they like walk you on. It was very cool.
I liked it.
Do you have any sort of pre-gig rituals?
Not really.
Try and drink a beer or two.
Yeah, drink a beer or two, stretch the neck, stretch the legs.
Yeah, that's about it.
Push-ups, running.
You have that amount of room.
Not really.
You don't do push-ups, man.
I do. Yeah. You just don't see me because you're not doing them.
You can do one.
Yeah. Push-ups, two.
You didn't ask how many. So what was the last band that you actually got to go see?
Ooh.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I've played so many shows since I've gone to one.
The last big concert I went to, I think, was Testament and Exodus, and it was very cool.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
It's a stumper. You stumped
us. Yeah, you stumped us. Well, you play so many shows, right? Like, I've played with, name lots of bands we played with, but last time I went to just check out a show, it's been a while.
There's probably some local band that just wouldn't recognize. Yeah.
We're usually playing a lot too back at home, so it's like every weekend or just all the time. It's like, oh, we're out playing a show, so we don't really have a lot of opportunity to go see them. Yeah. Like, we're playing every single night on this tour, so it's a show every single day. Yeah. So
hard to see much of anything else.
Do you have any local bands that people over in the UK wouldn't have heard of that you sort of recommend they get online and check out?
Outlaws of Ravenhurst.
Yeah, Outlaws of Ravenhurst from Calgary.
Yeah, they're about 3 hours away from us, and their music is awesome.
They're my favorite band.
They're like nerds, and it's great guys. Sweet tunes, though. Like, I listen to it probably every day, like the full album. I don't do that to, like, most bands, so no, I dig them.
Yeah,
I would agree to that.
That's our vote.
Yeah.
Of all the bands that you tour with, and this is a cheeky question, who's been the best to tour with?
Probably Cauldron.
Yeah, I really enjoy.
They're
Cauldron.
Good friends of ours in Toronto. We love those guys.
Yeah.
The best and worst, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any of them? Sort of the end of tour things where one of them does a stage invasion. What's been the oddest thing that you've done at the end of a tour?
What was it? Last tour in Eindhoven, Adam had this habit of buying certain types of magazines in each country we would go to. One of them, which had a very large male advertisement of a male porn star named Rob Diesel. So I cut out his picture and in the middle of their song stuck it right on the side stage monitor so everyone could see. And Jay from Cauldron didn't notice, and while the whole crowd was laughing at him, he thought they were laughing at them and started getting really angry on stage.
Yeah.
Until he realized there was a
naked man.
Yeah.
Do you have any bands sort of doing those sort of tricks on you?
No, yet. We haven't had the prank.
Yeah, maybe Screamer. Maybe Screamer will do it. Evil Invaders will find out in about a month.
Yeah. We'll see.
Are there any bands that you haven't toured with yet that you really want to?
Tons.
Yeah, there's lots.
You can pick three.
Testament.
I like Testament.
You take one now?
Maybe Accept. Accept would be very sweet.
I'd really like to tour with Megadeth. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I agree with that one.
Yeah.
That'll be your number one, then you can go Testament. Oh, then you can go
Iron Maiden. That one, too.
That's a good one.
All right, now you're number one.
Yeah. I think that'd be a really
Saxon.
Good
one. Pretty much anyone.
Most of my iTunes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Shania Twain.
I was about to ask it. Do you have a what would be considered a musical guilty secret?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, many.
Tons.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
What would you say most people would say was the most embarrassing one?
Well, Adam loves Britney Spears.
Yeah, I love Britney Spears. It sucks, but... I regret nothing. And then our singer,
Britney Spears herself, is in the form or well, the music.
You know, I find I can only listen to it with the music videos on, but I still like the music, if that makes any sense. And then our singer is also like pretty into rap. Most of our tour has been rap music.
Our driver is also exclusively into rap.
Which is really funny to have a heavy metal band touring and then like you get in the van and it's just like
gangster rap the whole
straight up. But it's a nice change, so it's all good.
Only the bass player tells him to stop.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
I don't even know what an embarrassing one is.
Billy Joel.
That's not embarrassing though. Billy Joel's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love Billy Joel.
I love Billy Joel.
That's all I got. Start and finish.
Well, that'll be the quote that introduces the interview.
Yeah. I love Billy Joel. Michael Bolton. If no one else is going to say it, I will.
What about yourself?
I don't even know.
Come on. There's some skeletons in that closet.
You look like you know damn well what it is. You just don't want to have to say.
Well, I like a lot of pop music, too. I'd say it's probably like... top 40 music. So usually when I'm at home, I'm just listening to the radio on all the top 40 stuff. So I don't know, just all the crappy top 40 music.
I don't know. Your top 40 might be better than ours.
No, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
It's a nice change.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so bad though. It's like entertaining.
Yeah. It's like eating Twinkies. Everybody loves Twinkies.
I'd say it's a bit more like Marmite.
Marmite.
Some people really love it, and some people are just like, this is just really.
Yeah.
Now, I've been trying to see how many bands I can get to sign up, because I want to see if I can get some bands go for the Christmas number one next year in the UK.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Would you ever consider doing that?
A Christmas song?
Christmas number one. It doesn't have to be a Christmas song. I just don't want to have another shitty Christmas number one all over the radio.
We would love to.
Yeah.
We would love to do a Christmas song.
I'm assuming that's the number one hit at Christmas. I don't know what a Christmas number one is.
Yeah.
We would love to have the number one hit.
Yes.
At any time. UK.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Good. Well, it's about 8 bands now. We should also get from number one to number 10.
We'll send it in.
That'd be a miracle, though. But
it'd be bloody good if I can pull it off.
Good luck. You're on a good mission.
If you had one word of advice for other musicians sort of just starting out, what would that be?
Hard work pays off.
Yeah.
Just work
hard, have a good attitude, and be nice to everybody.
Yeah. Also, don't give up. It takes, like, a lot of work. But you have to have fun doing it, too. Like, if you're not having fun, then what's the point? You know, like, so enjoy yourself. It won't come fast or easy, that's for sure.